And I was thinking, rather than do a message like I normally do, I would like us to, we will go through a reading discussion, Gospel of John, my correction, the first letter of Yochanan. We will read that and meditate and just and talk about together, think about what the Master is telling us through his Apostle John. And that's So 1 John, to share what we're understanding through this word. Okay, so let me begin the reading. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. Verse 2, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yeshua Messiah. Verse 4, and we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Let's take a look at these first four verses. This is, of course, the Apostle John writing this message. That which was from, when was it? From the beginning, which we, that is the apostles, have heard. Not us here, but the original apostles of Yeshua that walked with Yeshua. They are the ones, when he says we, that's the we here, not us here in this time. It's the holy apostles of the original apostles of Messiah, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word, the devar of life, the word of life. Remember what we were saying earlier? When we began, we were saying how everything we need for life is in the words, is in Messiah. The word of life, that's the first word from the Father. The first uttered word from the Father was the Devar, was the Logos. And in him was life. Let's take a, I'm going to turn quickly to 1 John, to the first Gospel of John, chapter 1. If you want to turn there, you can, but you don't need to. You could just listen, but keep your hand at the first epistle of John. This is not allegory, this is literal. Where it says in the first Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Logos, or the Devar. The first Gospel in the John chapter, the first Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. He was in the beginning with Elohim. Now, because he was, this is why there we have Father and Son. Elohim is the Father. He alone who has no beginning, the absolute first rest and can never end. But his Son was not created. His Son proceeded from him. His Son is literally his very first word. And as I've said to others many times, like when we speak in a purely physical way. We have vocal cords. Our thoughts formulate an idea that is somehow transmitted to our vocal cords, and our vocal cords tremble at various speeds and frequencies and tones, which causes the sound around us and the objects which and around us, and it vibrates various objects, and it lands on the receptors on the hearer's ears. And that's how we speak. And it's, and as my brother just said, it is amazing. But Elohim's speech is much more, is infinitely more complicated than that. It's not just an arrangement of sounds. I'm not going to even dare try to explain it all. It's an arrangement of life. It's an arrangement of order. And his very first word was living. In the very beginning was his very own and became his very own son. Not created, but born. And as first John chapter 1 verses 3 says, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So as on this Sabbath day, as we consider Genesis, the book of Genesis, where it says, Bereshit bara Elohim shamayim ve'haaretz, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. That beginning is that Yeshua, is his son. It's not just a beginning of time. Like, he is the beginning. Time is a creation of that beginning, and space. We understand that? All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, in what? In that logos, in that word of Elohim was also life. And the life was also what? The life, the light of men. So that light was manifest. And that life, where men at this point did not yet exist, was a light form, the first light, the first manifest light, because we know light is invisible, as Elohim is. But the Logos that proceeded from the Father, that first word, was also light. And that is also the light that shines in the darkness. Let's continue reading. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. Remember Genesis, where he says, let there be light? That's that. He was the light of the first 3 days on planet Earth. The first light of planet Earth was not a created light. It was a light that proceeded from the uniquely born Son. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, not in the night. The light was not shining in the night. The light was shining in the darkness. The word is Choshech. Choshech. That's that darkness that is dark and uninhabitable, that is miserable, that no one can live in. Choshech. That's the same darkness that came upon and that's the first other time it's mentioned in Genesis chapter 15, I believe, where with Abraham, when he was commanded to offer the sacrifice, that Choshech, that deep darkness, that was terrifying to Abraham. And through that darkness, he came in, he fell into a trance. And then Elohim El Shaddai appeared to him. So it's that darkness through which the light shined. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness couldn't stop it. Yeshua shined through that darkness. And as we read in Genesis, after that light, he made the first, through that light, he made the first day. That was the beginning of Earth's first day. And that is why also in the book of Revelations, Yeshua is called the morning star, right? He is the morning star, not Lucifer. He is the true morning star. He is the day star, as Peter tells us, the day star that lights up our lives. So the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And there was a man sent from Elohim whose name was John. Now, this was not the same John who wrote the Gospel of John or who wrote the Epistle of John that we're focusing on, but this was John the Baptizer, Yochanan HaMatbil, John the Immerser, Yochanan the Immerser. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. So he was one of the witnesses. Let's go back to the Epistle of John, so we understand what's going on in verse 2 of the Epistle. It says, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it. Seen what? The light. And testify to it. To it. To it what? The light. And the life. And proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. How was it manifest? Through Yeshua the Son. Because in him is life. And verse 3, and that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you. Again, who is the we? The apostles. And also John, the greatest prophet of all. Like, I was asking this to my family the other day. I said, according to the scriptures, who's the greatest person, the greatest man ever to live? Some might have said Moses. Some might say Elijah. But Yeshua says John the Baptist. Of all men that was born of women, men and women, it was John the Baptist. We won't go into that now, but keep that in mind, because the Lord thinks far above the way we think. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yeshua Messiah. So that's what our fellowship is when we enter the covenant. Yes, we are to have fellowship with each other, but foremost, it's with the Father and the Son. We must make sure that our allegiance is foremost with the Father and the Son, not with the congregation that we affiliate, that we meet. No. We must make sure our commitment is foremost to the Father and the Son by His Spirit. That is absolute. And then, once we do that, we will be able to have true fellowship with everyone else who also has that as their fellowship. Our fellowship, the people we fellowship with, we must make sure are the people who really have that fellowship with the Father and the Son, not a fellowship with a church body. That's where many go wrong. They commit themselves to a church body. Whatever the church says is what they do. And this is why sometimes you will go to a group, and the group they affiliated with is absolutely teaching the wrong things, but because they are more committed to their church group than to Elohim and his Son, they rather obey their church group than to obey Elohim. Even though you could show it to them in the scriptures, you hear, well, that's what my church teach. No, 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 no. That's not how we should operate. We should have our fellowship is first with the Father and with his Son, Yeshua the Messiah. And verse 4, the Apostle John says, and we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Remember what Yeshua said to them? Ask, that your joy may be complete. So it also gives us insight on the mindset of these apostles, how loving they were. They had something very great. They had the Spirit of the Father and of the Son living in them. And they wanted all who would hear their teaching to have the same thing as they do. They wanted them to have all the congregations, to have them filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, to be filled with the Spirit of the Father and the Son too. They were not selfish where they wanted to keep it to themselves. They wanted to have their joy complete. And their joy came when others came to have fellowship with the Father and the Son, came to have fellowship with the Spirit of Elohim. We need to make sure we have that same attitude. That's number one. When we have that attitude, we will always, always be busy about our Father's business, because we will always be looking and praying for ways to bring others into the fellowship of the Son, not the fellowship of some church organization. How many church organizations are there? Baptists, Adventists, Messianics, Nazarenes. Rather than focusing on being connected with the Father and the Son, they're focusing on trying to build organizations and with names and titles. Nope. And that's where they end up all failing. And how do they fail? Because they don't really make room for that Spirit, for the Father's Holy Spirit to dwell. They are focusing on carnal things. They are focusing on being in charge, on who's in charge, or who's going to do this, or who's going to be in charge of the money, and who's going to, you know, tell others what to do. No. All that will fail, and all that mindset will end up in the lake of fire. The only thing that will enter the kingdom is a love of the Father and the Son and His Spirit, and a love of all those in whom the Father and the dwell and the Father and the Son lives with or in. So we must make sure we are like that. Let's have the same attitude that the Apostle John had and the apostles. Let's continue verse 5. And brothers, don't forget to alert me when it's 10 minutes before half an hour, because I don't want to go beyond half an hour. Just alert me so we can end, okay? Thank you, brothers and sisters. So verse 5 through the end says, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that Elohim is light, and in him there is no hoshech. There is no darkness at all, none. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in hoshech, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, if we walk in Messiah, if we walk in the light in whom there is life, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So much to say here, but I will say it after I complete the reading. Verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Dear brothers and sisters, these are fundamentals of fellowship. These are fundamentals of purity and humility, dear brothers. Let's say it. Let's look at this. Does anyone have a word they might like to share concerning verse 5 through 8? I do, but I want to stop here to give everyone else an opportunity to share a word, a thought that came to their hearts by the Spirit of Elohim. Let me know before I continue. Okay. Let's say, let me share this. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that Elohim is light. In him there is no darkness at all. That is that Hoshet. All the fellows, like the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, brothers and sisters, has nothing to do with darkness. The day, oh, brothers and sisters, when we read in Genesis chapter 1, how did the day begin? Let me turn there, and you could turn there if you want to, or you could just listen. I'm keeping my hand in Genesis, in the epistle, but how did the day begin? It says here in chapter 1 of Genesis, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness, Hoshech, not night, brothers. This word is not night. This word is Hoshech. This word is darkness, was over the face of the deep. And the Ruach of Elohim, the Spirit of Elohim, was hovering over the face of the waters of the Mayim. So this was in the beginning. And who was the beginning? The Son of Elohim. It's not just a matter of time. It's more than time, brothers and sisters. We have to understand that this is not just the beginning, as you're thinking of time. It's in his uniquely born Son. Elohim created the heavens and the earth. That's really what that is said, what is said here. Because by him, in him, for him, all things were made. So verse 3 says, and Elohim said, and as he's saying, his Son is manifesting the work, brothers and sisters. That's what's going on here. Elohim said through his Son, let there be light. Let there be or light, not orim, light, singular light. And there was light over the face of the earth. And Elohim saw that the light was good. And Elohim separated the light from the Hoshech, from the darkness. Verse 5. And Elohim called the light day. And the darkness he called, the darkness was now transformed. As we read in 1 John, the first gospel of John, he says, and the darkness could not apprehend it, could not stop it. The Hoshech could not stop it. The darkness was now transformed into Laila, night. It became something different. The darkness, the Hoshech was no longer harmful, was no longer against life, but it was now beautiful, full of light, transformed by the Son of Elohim, the Word of Elohim. And it became night. Which came first, day or night, brothers and sisters? Which was the first act of Elohim in Genesis? Which was his first act? It was to bring the light. And the light became day. His first act was not the Hoshech. Hoshech was the absence of light and life. It was misery. Son of Elohim turned the darkness into nighttime. It's no longer Hoshech. Yeshua turned it into a beautiful Laila, nighttime. Right? So I got the signal that I need to end, so I'm going to try to end here. And we'll talk about this next week, or if any of you want to make a comment, I'll let you make a comment. But let me conclude here. Let's think about this. Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And after that, there was evening. And then there was boher, or morning, dawn. Here, Elohim shows us how his son, his uniquely born son, Yeshua, the Bereshit, how he turned the darkness, the Choshech, into night. How he created the first day, and how the first day began with the light, contrary to what so many are teaching. This is what I'm saying. How the word speaks plainly, but the traditions of men create a confusion. For in him there is no Choshech at all. He is the day star. He is light. And so created the first yom, the first day. What did he say is day? Did he say evening is day? Did he say night was day? Did he say Choshech was day? No, he said the light was day. And that's how day begins, brothers. And this may be new to some of you. And I know some of you already know this. But we will talk furthermore in the future about this, brothers and sisters. And when we put aside the traditions of men and let the word of Elohim speak and the recorded history speak and not the teachings of mere men, but the teachings of the word and the reality of history will let us know what the truth is. So I stop here, brothers and sisters, in closing. Let me repeat this word, and we'll continue this next Sabbath, Lord permitting. And it says, again, verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you that Elohim is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Thank you, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Jackson sharing this portion of 1 John with you. So if we have any comments, we'll take your comments now.